A possible clear preference on the part of Russia's Vladimir Putin for Donald Trump. Is it bluster and spin, or could it all have been decisive on November 8th? Whatever the truth on the hacking front, there may be a pattern emerging in the way Donald Trump is reacting and signaling to the world with his warmth for Vladimir Putin, who has been under sanction for much of the Obama second term because of the unrest in Ukraine, talk of a two-China policy, which has produced an immediate outraged reaction from Beijing. Is Donald Trump going to get a pass on essentially saying never mind about alleged Russian involvement in the presidential election? Will Congress go along with a realignment with the Russians in confronting the Chinese?
Well, let me just speak for myself. The Russians are not our friends.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Russian involvement in the election. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, you were there when Mitch McConnell said that. Doesn't sound like he is interested in any realignment at all.
No, he's not. And I asked Mitch McConnell that question, given the reset that he's criticized from the Obama administration trying to reset relations with Russia. He's criticized that over the years. And now sort of warmer, friendlier nods by Donald Trump and the administration toward a possible new relationship with Russia. Does he approve of that kind of thing? Look, Mitch McConnell answered my question. He said, we have reason to believe the Russians hacked and interfered in our election. The Russians invaded Crimea. I just met with the Baltic allies. They're terrified. NATO is an important alliance, the best alliance in the world. We intend to stick with it. And he followed that up with this.
And I think we ought to approach all of these issues on the assumption that the Russians do not wish us well.
And so that would mean that he's calling, along with the other senators that I mentioned earlier this hour, for an investigation into the hacking.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell said he's on board with the investigation that you talked about with McCain and Schumer on board, Jack Reed and Lindsey Graham. Mitch McConnell is not on board with any kind of sort of independent bipartisan commission, says we can do this within our regular, you know, Armed Services Committee, Intel Committee. They can do all this stuff, but agreed that it's important and that he wants it investigated, that the Senate is not a place where this is going to be pushed under the rug. And of course, John McCain and Lindsey Graham have been out on TV for the last couple of days making sure that nobody's going to wiggle out from under the pressure that they want to put on this. And John, Mitch McConnell pushed back on Donald Trump in another important way. You saw Donald Trump over the weekend and really throughout the campaign basically rejecting the findings from the CIA, saying nobody really knows if the Russians hacked it. It could have been anyone. It could have been the Chinese. It could have been at one point he said a 400-pound hacker sitting in his mother's basement. Mitch McConnell pushed back on that pretty strongly, and also pushing back on the statement from the Trump transition over the weekend when reports of this CIA report on Russian hacking came out, saying, ha ha, these are the people who said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, kind of a diss on the CIA. Listen to McConnell.
Let me say that I have the highest confidence in the intelligence community and especially the central intelligence agencies. The CIA is filled with selfless patriots, many of whom anonymously risk their lives for the American people.
All right. So he doesn't want to divide between a wedge between the security establishment and the incoming administration. But I would think that if Rex Tillerson is going to actually be announced as Secretary of State nominee, that there's going to be a lot more discussion about this idea of a friendship with Russia. Rex Tillerson has hundreds of millions of dollars of interests in Arctic exploration with the Russians. The idea of getting closer to the Russians is almost inherent in a appointment of Rex Tillerson.
No question. And so I think there's something important here. I think there are three key areas, John, where tension is building and you're going to see pushback from McConnell and the Senate. One, we've talked about the allegations of hacking. The Senate has said, nope, we're going to investigate this. We're taking it seriously. We're not going to go down this road of Donald Trump dismissing it. Two is the CIA and the intelligence community. All right there, you heard strong pushback. Whatever Donald Trump himself thinks of the quality of the CIA, we're not going to go along with marginalizing this part of the intelligence community away from the administration. Of course, we can't control what President Trump will do. And then three, Tillerson, John, you put your finger right on it. Nominations have a way of becoming proxies for much broader issues. This entire issue of whether or not to warm to Russia or not. Mitch McConnell seems to have made his view on that clear. Now, he declined to say whether he thought Rex Tillerson could get confirmed in the Senate. He didn't say yes or no, certainly not a strong endorsement. And I want to draw people's attention to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which is going to be holding these hearings, because, John, Republicans have a 10-9 majority on that committee. Donald Trump can only afford to lose one vote. Lindsey Graham has already come out saying he's very concerned about Tillerson. Marco Rubio has said the same. And Tillerson, if he's nominated, may have a Senate problem. It's becoming pretty clear.
Very interesting. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it.
I need to disclose that Rex Tillerson's company, ExxonMobil, is currently one of the funders for our program. We have lots of different funders on any given day, as you hear on this program. And I want to be clear that our funders in no way influence our coverage or any of the editorial decisions we make. If you detect another pattern, we encourage you to get in touch with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Up next, the future of Medicare under President Trump and a Republican Congress. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.